a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer today is Reverend Roger Eastland, the director of the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Following the prayer will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the pages of the day, Ross Jolson of Quinn and Cody Karras of Lesterville.
Let us pray. God the Almighty, King of the universe, author of everything true and good, we open this session of the South Dakota Senate openly confessing our need for you. You give all humanity freedom of conscience, and you call governments to set boundaries of justice by the rule of law. Bless these your servants with the wisdom of your will in all things. As we struggle with the issues of liberty and justice for our state, we are ever mindful of those from our midst who serve our country in uniform. Bless them and their families as they lay their lives down in search of freedom and justice for all people in our world. In your name we pray. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebek, Berry Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. We hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Communications and petitions.
December 14, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 5-12 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Dennis Hahn, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority. This reappointment is effective January 18, 2010, and shall continue until January 20, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment will be referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
December 14, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 5-12 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Joe Lean, Lawrence County, Spearfish, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Building Authority. This reappointment is effective January 18, 2010, and shall continue until January 20, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Mr. Lean to the Building Authority will be referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
May 19, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 3-6A of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Gordon Garnos, Coddington County, Watertown, South Dakota, to the Career Service Commission. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until April 22, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Gordon Garnos to the Career Service Commission is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
December 14, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-45 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Glenna Foberg, Brown County, Aberdeen, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This reappointment is effective January 1, 2010 and shall continue until December 31, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment to the Board of Education is referred to the Committee on Education.
December 14, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-45 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Marilyn Hoyt, Butte County, Huron, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This reappointment is effective January 1, 2010, and shall continue until December 31, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment to the Board of Education is referred to the Committee on Education.
August 6, 2009. The Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16I of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Mike Trikowski, Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until June 30, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Mr. Trikowski has been referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
August 6, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1-16I of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Raymond J. Wall, Sioux Falls, Minnehaha County, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Energy Infrastructure Authority. This appointment is effective August 5, 2009, and shall continue until June 30, 2010. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment to the Energy Infrastructure Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
March 26, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 1111 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Kurt Fifley, Miller, Hand County, South Dakota, to the Housing Development Authority. This appointment is effective January 1, 2009, and shall continue until June 30, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Kurt Fifley to the Housing Development Authority is referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
August 11, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 11-11 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Brent Dykstra, Fort Pierce, Stanley County, South Dakota, to the Housing Development Authority. This appointment is effective August 11, 2009, and shall continue until June 30, 2010. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Brent Dykstra to the Housing Development Authority is also referred to the Committee on State Affairs.
June 30, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 20-13-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Vivian Asmussen, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the Commission on Human Rights. This reappointment is effective July 1, 2009 and shall continue until June 30, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Vivian Asmussen to the Commission on Human Affairs is referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
June 25, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Section 20-13-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed David Volk, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the Commission on Human Rights. This reappointment is effective July 1, 2009, and shall continue until June 30, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of David Volk to the Commission on Human Rights is referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
April 16, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 13-49 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Dean Krogman, Brookings County, Brookings, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until March 31, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Dean Krogman to the Board of Regents is referred to the Committee on Education.
April 16, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 13-49 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Carol Pagonis, Minnehaha County, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until March 31, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Carol Pagonis to the Board of Regents is referred to the Committee on Education.
June 11, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 13-49 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Randy Schaefer, Madison, Lake County, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until March 31, 2015. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The appointment of Randy Schaefer to the Board of Regents is referred to the Committee on Education.
April 9, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 49-16B of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed George Nicholas, Brown County, Aberdeen, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Railroad Authority. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 19, 2013. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of George Nicholas to the Railroad Authority is referred to the Committee on Transportation.
January 4, 2010, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 49-16B of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Warren Lotzberg, Beadle County, Huron, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Railroad Authority. This reappointment is effective immediately and shall continue until January 20, 2014. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Warren Lotzberg to the Railroad Authority is referred to the Committee on Transportation.
And finally, June 12, 2009, the Honorable Dennis Dugard, President of the Senate. Dear Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 23A-28B-3 of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Teresa Martz, Tripp County, Winter, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Crime Victims Compensation Commission. This reappointment is effective July 1, 2009, and shall continue until June 30, 2012. Sincerely, M. Michael Rounds.
The reappointment of Teresa Marks to the Crime Victims Compensation Commission is referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Reports of Select Committees.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing compensation of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate for the 85th Legislative Session pursuant to SDCL 2-5-8 respectfully reports that a salary schedule for the elective and appointive officers and employees has been developed and filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and State Auditor. Respectfully submitted, Tim Rave, Bob Thane, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed on joint rules respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the joint rules and recommends that the joint rules of the 84th Legislative Session be adopted as the joint rules of the 85th Legislative Session with the following change. 17.1. If a session calendar is adopted for a period of 36 days to 39 days inclusive, the legislative deadline set forth in Chapter 17 of the Joint Rules for a 35-day session shall be increased by the same number of days by which the length of the adopted chapter exceeds 35 days. The Joint Rules and the Rules of the Senate and House shall be printed in the House Journal. Respectfully submitted, Tim Rave, Bob Fain, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 85th Legislative Session respectfully reports, we have conferred with the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association and have arranged for ministers to participate on a part-time basis under the direction of Pastor Daniel Varnes. Respectfully submitted, Roger Hunt, Bill Van Gerpen, H. Paul Dennard, House Committee, Tom Hansen, Larry Roden, Julie Bartling, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, House and Senate journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act, respectfully reports that arrangements have been made for distribution. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, Manny Steele, Jason Frerichs, House Committee, Thomas Dempster, Cooper Garnos, Gary Hansen, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House of Representatives and Senate respectfully reports that they recommend that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 p.m. on January 21, 2010. Respectfully submitted, Roger Hunt, Nick Moser, H. Paul Dennard, House Committee, L. Norstrup, Craig Teason, Kathy Miles, Senate Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days, respectfully reports that we have recommended said days. Respectfully submitted, Jamie Boomgarden, David Lust, Mark Feinstein, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knudsen, Scott Heideprin, Senate Committee.
We have no further business. Are there any announcements?
President.
Senator Heideprin.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, as many of you know and have met, my son Pete back here has been my aide, and Pete's only going to be with us for this week, but it's been difficult for me to keep an eye on him, and so I've called in reinforcements. And I would ask the Senate to greet my wife, Susan, and her mother, Janelle Carlson, from Rapid City in the gallery.
Welcome. Further announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Mr. President, our doctor of the day today is here, and he is from Yankton. And it's a great opportunity for me. Our doctor of the day today is Dr. Lars Onning. He's a general surgeon in Yankton. He has a very long history in our community. And I want to speak to him in the sense of he is one of the greatest advocates for the School of Medicine, and he has worked very extensively with the medical students on some research projects of his and have certainly been a mentor and a leader in our state. And I'm so pleased that he is our doctor of the day. Please welcome Dr. Lars Onning from Yankton.
Welcome. Any further announcements? I guess I'd ask the Senate to join me in welcoming Mike McCabe, the Director of the Midwest Office of the Council of State Governments. Welcome, Mike. Any further announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder, Joint Appropriations is meeting after the Chief Justice's speech, and we will be in 414, and that will run from 3 to 5, and that will be the Bureau of Administration. And then I believe after that, there is an energy audit report that is in statute that the department needs to provide, and that is open to the legislatures as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, the Republican caucus tomorrow at noon.
Senator Garnos, and then Senator Heideprin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 in the morning, Senate Education meets. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Heideprin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The Democrats will also caucus at noon in, I assume, room 499 tomorrow.
Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder, members of the South Dakota Senate, that there is a presentation this afternoon at, I think, 3 o'clock in room 420. In room 412, presentation by the South Dakota Investment Council. Thank you very much.
Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
I would invite the entire Senate honorable body to enjoy the Kuchen, the state dessert that we are serving from Scotland tomorrow from 11 to 1, and also the Happy Memories Band will provide some of your favorite tunes in the Rotunda as well. So please join us at the Rotunda tomorrow morning from 11 until 1. Thank you, Mr. President, honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce will not meet this week.
No meeting. Thank you, sir. Further announcements? Seeing none, Madam Secretary.
Senator Elstein moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second?
No.
Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned. Remind you of the Chief Justice's State of the Judiciary momentarily in the House chamber.